greatness of His mercy and love at the feet of Jesus.
We cry.
Sing it now. Oh, we'll fall down. We're gonna lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. Oh, the greatness of His mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. Yes, we will. At the feet of Jesus,
we cry, holy, holy.
Hallelujah!
Holy,
yes, we will, Lord.
We cry, holy, holy, holy.
Oh, we'll cry,
holy, holy, holy.
Oh, He's the Lamb. Yes, He is. Amen. Well, isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Praise the Lord. Why don't you turn around? And there's a lot of flu going around, a lot of germs in the air. Just look at somebody and say, God bless you, my brother, my sister. Praise the Lord. Amen. Play some more of that, guys, if you will, tonight. Praise the Lord. You want to shake somebody's hand, that's fine. Shake their hand. God bless you. Play it, boys. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Aren't you? Give him a big hand clap. a praise tonight if you love Him with all your heart. Praise the Lord. What a privilege it is to be in the house of the Lord. I'm going to let you be seated for just a few minutes while we look at our prayer request tonight. Brother Rob, if you'd get ready tonight to lead us to the Lord in prayer. Allison Ward sends this in to please pray for Mark McNulty. He is moving back to Michigan today is traveling with flu-like symptoms, very sick in his body. So we want to remember him tonight as we pray that the Lord will be mindful. Brother Terry Horn says, please remember Sister Alice tonight. She's still feeling sick since this past Monday. Thank you, and may God bless. So we want to remember Sister Alice Horn tonight as we pray. And I'm sure Brother Donnie will be making more mention of it when he comes out, but we certainly want to pray for Brother Charlie Spencer and that Spencer family tonight, that the Lord would just be mindful of them during this time, the passing of Brother Charlie's wife, Sister Spencer. And so let's just pray for that family also. Brother Ronaldine's son-in-law, a very serious accident, just a lot of things going on with him. But the Lord has been mindful of him so far. Let's just continue to pray for those folks over in Virginia. Sister Ruth Ann Carter offers this testimony tonight. I went up for prayer several weeks ago for pain from my lower back down my leg. After prayer, I haven't had it anymore. To God be the glory. Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. We'll remember Brother Don Cooper in prayer tonight. Very sick with flu-like symptoms. Let's pray for his healing tonight. Brother Carter Lawson says to remember my nephew tomorrow. He's having his colon removed. Also, Brother Carter has an unspoken prayer request he'd like for you to pray about. Sister Linda Kennedy having a biopsy on Monday. Please pray that all goes well with positive results. So we commit that to the Lord tonight. Brother Baker is suffering from back pain, even though he's in the service tonight, but he's suffering with his back. So let's remember him. Also, his wife is having heart problems. They took her to the emergency room on Sunday. All the tests came back normal. We want to praise the Lord for that. Thank you for your prayers. So we just pray for those folks tonight. Brother Jerry Phillips, sick and biting, has a need. Let's just commit him unto the Lord. I want to pray for Brother Pete Lawson and family. All are sick with flu-like symptoms. So let's pray for those folks tonight. I want to pray for Jeff Thompson, who is in need of help for multiple problems. The Lord knows all about his needs. Jeremiah Carrillo is in the hospital in Virginia. Please pray for his healing and salvation. Let's remember that need tonight as we pray. I want to remember Brother Bruce and Sister Tina Hackett in Manitoba. Brother Amos sends that in, so let's pray for those folks tonight. The Lord will be mindful of them. You have an unspoken prayer request tonight, something you'd like for this group to pray about. I certainly want to remember all of our assembly, the folks in our assembly that's sick, unable to be in the house of the Lord, that God would be mindful of them as we pray tonight. Could we stand together? Brother Rob, God bless you as you come tonight. Take us to the Lord in prayer. Certainly appreciate Brother Rob Weber, don't we? Amen, amen, buddy. God bless you.
Bless you, Brother Lee. Let's pray. Dear Lord, once again, we come before you in prayer with thanksgiving in our hearts, Lord. Once again, we're so happy to be in the house of God. Lord, I thank you so much for the grace, Lord, you bestowed upon your children. And there are so many requests that have been made, Lord, with sickness in our bodies. But you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you touched Peter's mother, and she felt better. Just your presence in the room, Lord, and your touch made it possible for her to restore her health. I thank you, God, for grace, Lord, given to us. And your presence here tonight, Lord, would restore health to your children. I pray, Lord God, and we have faith believing that you're more than able to take care of any need, whether it be sickness or financial or psychological, whatever it may be, Lord. We rest upon your hands and your arms. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Come at this time. We'll receive the evening offering. If you're visiting tonight with us in the service, we want to welcome you. Glad to have you here. All those that would be streaming the service tonight, we certainly pray that this service would be a great blessing to those folks as they stream this service. Brother Michael wanted us to read this tonight and again on Saturday night due to so many people with the flu and other sicknesses. We have canceled Sunday school for January the 8th. So remember that there won't be any Sunday school downstairs on Sunday, January, because of the flu-like symptoms and a lot of folks that's sick. We do have a special visitor with us tonight. I don't even think Brother Andrew Glover knows that he's here yet, but Jediah Glover, Brother Andrew's brother, is here in this service with us tonight. Jedi, would you raise your hand way back there in the back? Give him a nice hand tonight. There's a story behind that. I won't go into the details, but anyhow, he's here. God bless him, and we're certainly glad that he's here in this service with us tonight. Glad you're here. Most of all, we want to welcome and thankful that the presence of our Lord is in the building with us tonight. Let's sing a little song. We've wore it out, but let's sing it one more time tonight. Aren't you glad that he's in the house? Are you glad he's in that house? Is he in that house? Let's sing about it tonight, if you will. A little girl was lying there. The people all were weeping. They just laughed at Jesus when he said she's only sleeping. As he took her by the hand, she began to live again. Some began to praise the Lord. Some began to say,
shines in me for all the world to see. Shines in me for all the world to see.
Me. Let's sing a little bit of this song tonight just before we have our special. Get right on into the service tonight. But he came looking for me. He wasn't lost. I was. But aren't you glad He found us? Aren't you glad He found you tonight? Give Him one more hand clap of praise. You love Him with all your heart.
One night while on life's raging sea, it looked as if I would suffer defeat. As the blackness of night closed off the light, my heart sank with fear. My desperate cry rang out with fright.
Oh, yes.
All I could see was no hope inside. When faith all but gone,
oh, I left the one
who came looking for me.
Oh, let's sing it to Him now. The Lord. Well, you're just singing so good tonight, I don't know what to do with you, but I believe I will let you sit down. Is Brother Brandon Green, is he in the house tonight? Brother Brandon, are you here? If you are, does anybody see him? There he comes. Let's sing a little bit more while Brother Brandon makes his way up here. He came looking for me. He came looking for me. And he made a way when there was no way that I could see.
Without drifting so far, Jesus was near. He rescued my soul.
Tonight, if you love him, praise the Lord.
I want to try an old one if y'all help me out. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me.
Happy to be in the house of the Lord?
Amen.
Aren't you happy to be the house of the Lord? It's always a privilege for us to be gathered together in the presence of God, in the presence of His saints, to know that He is so mindful that He would come by on a Wednesday night. Whether it's Wednesday, Tuesday, Saturday, doesn't really matter to the Lord. As long as we're gathered together in His name and we have needs and desires and requests, He is so mindful to show up and help us in the time of trouble. We're going to ask Brother Andrew if he'll come and speak to us tonight. And just obey the Lord. And you pull on the gift of God. You know enough about the Lord to know that a gift in a man's life is there for your benefit. So no matter the direction that he's studied, there may be something that lays totally out of the confines of the majority of what he will bring tonight. But you may have a need that may be so small, but the Spirit of God can so move on you and you can pull him right over to direction, and God will speak to you, and he'll come right back up on the main thought and keep right on going. Aren't you glad God's that way? Oh, praise the Lord. Let's sing Touching Jesus together. We're going to invite our brother to come. Just obey the Lord. Amen. Oh, woman, tried so many physicians. Let's sing it together. Yet grew worse, so to Jesus she came. And when that crowd tried to restrain her, she whispered these words through all her pain. Oh, hallelujah. Touching Jesus is all that really matters. You believe that tonight? The same, for there's only one way to touch him. You must believe when you call on his name. Brother Andrew's no stranger to us. He kind of started his journey here as a little tot. He used to sit right up here in the front. He sent me a picture not long ago where he had took a screenshot or something off of a video where he was a little bitty guy. And he'd come up for prayer, and I was praying for him and had to reach way over the altar to be able to. But he's certainly not little anymore, physically or spiritually, as far as we're concerned. I'm sure many of you probably know that Brother Andrew has actually moved now. He's no longer a flatlander. He lives in West Virginia. So if he kind of stands a little funny tonight and walks a little funny, he's a hillbilly. So he's been up there 4 or 5 months maybe, Brother Andrew, something like that, and going to Brother Roy Shrewsbury's church up there and still working out of Brother Roy's doing a work in an evangelist. And we're certainly glad to have our brother with us tonight on it. Amen.
Amen. You love him tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Are you happy to be a Christian?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Well, I guess I'm a hillbilly then. Amen. Amen. God richly bless each and every one of you tonight. It sure is good to see everybody out on this Wednesday night. And I just want to say I bring a greeting from our church at home there. I actually just talked to Brother Roy this just a few minutes before service. And he said, be sure and greet the church for us. So I tell you, Brother Roy, he's 91 now and still pressing the battle and still preaching a message of the hour every Sunday morning. And I tell you, I don't mean to start off on a bad foot to begin with, but when you hear these things about people trying to down the ministry and shut the ministry down, it sure raises something up inside of you when you see men of God that sacrificed their entire life for this message and the cause of this message. I believe we should pray for every true man of God in this hour, don't you? And so we certainly want to say we bring greetings from there. And they told me, my brother's here. God bless you, buddy. It's good to see you. Amen. It's just good to be a Christian tonight. Amen. How many have a need upon your heart? Let's just bow our heads together. God bless you. Let's just approach him tonight. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, Lord, and truly we're grateful to be called your children, Father. Lord, in this hour that we're living in, Lord, and it's such a dark hour and so many, Lord, enemies, Lord, and devils that we're fighting every day of our lives, God. But Lord, you've allowed us to live another week, Father, in this dark hour, Lord. And Father, another midweek meeting has come around, Lord, and we're gathered here together in your presence tonight, God. It's such an honor and a privilege, Lord. Father, as every hand that was raised tonight, God, behind that hand there is a need, Lord. And you know every situation, God. You know every circumstance, Father. Lord, I just pray you come tonight, Lord, in your word, Father, and move among us, Lord. May you heal our sick tonight, Lord. I know there's many sick among us, Lord, and many needs, Father, Lord, that, Lord, if you don't intervene, Lord, there, Lord, it'll take you to change the situation, God. I just pray you move for everyone, Father. I pray tonight for Brother Darrell, Lord, sick, Lord. I pray you heal him, Lord, and give him strength in his body, Lord. I pray for Brother Jackie Bent tonight, Lord. He's soldiers of the cross, Lord. I pray you just bless him, Lord. And all those, Father, that's afflicted here tonight, God, may you minister to their needs tonight, Lord. Bless this assembly, dear God, and Lord, anoint us tonight afresh, God, to speak your word. For we ask these things in Jesus Christ's name. And all the believers said,
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. If you have your Bibles, we'll turn to the book of St. Luke, chapter 13. I guess you want my coat.
Yeah.
Still don't fit.
I know.
All right.
Make me over.
Amen. Amen. Certainly want to say we appreciate Brother Donnie for the opportunity and privilege and invitation to stand here and speak to you tonight. Amen. St. Luke chapter 13, verse 10. The Bible says, "And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are six days in which men ought to work, and them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, doeth not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or his ass from the stall, and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham," I love that, "whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him." Do you believe that tonight?
Amen.
Amen. May God have the blessing to the reading of his word as you be seated tonight. I want to speak to you by the help of the Lord on this thought just for a few minutes, and I trust it'll be a blessing to you. But I want to speak to you tonight on releasing your faith.
Amen.
Releasing your faith. Brother Bram said in the message, "Be not afraid." He said, "Now the Gentile age is here." Do we believe that tonight? He said, "Now the Gentile age is here." He said, "You're not," Brother Branham's praying. He says, "You're not a God that would feed part of your children one good food and leave it off the table for the others." He says, "Because you're just honorable. You're just holy. You're no respect of person," he said. "And when you gave the Jews their last sign," he said, "many of them recognized that what was spoke of, the scripture said that would come to pass, and there it was. And when you went to that little offcast group of Samaritans, they believed it. I'm glad he come to us. Amen. The first thing that happened, they believed it. And now," he says, "you're at the Gentile door." That was the closing of their age. And this is the closing of the Gentile age. He said, "God, we pray that all of these people in here tonight that's gifted of the Holy Spirit," he said, "will let their faith loose to God tonight, that God might come and bring and use to bring the presence of Jesus Christ in our midst tonight." You know, one thing about that quote is Brother Bram said that, "I would desire that the people would let their faith loose in God tonight, that not some great preacher or some great singer or some great teacher would come, but that the people's faith in the Word of God would actually bring Him in the midst of the church tonight." Brother Bram said, "We ask it in His name and for His glory." Another place Brother Bram said, "I just want to lay a foundation." He said, "Goes to show that if you're willing," how many's willing tonight? He says, "It goes to show, if you're willing, to turn loose of what little we have to Him." He said, "Just take what faith you had to come over here with tonight and lay it in His hands and claim your healing." He said, "You'll go out with it tonight." He said, "See, just watch that take place." You know, amen, tonight the faith of God is what's brought us here tonight. It's not our works or how good we are or what we've done, but the grace of God has allowed us to be in this place tonight. And I want to tell you that because of the grace of God, He's brought us to this place tonight, and we are in a perfect place for a miracle tonight. We are in a perfect place for deliverance. We are in a perfect place for somebody to receive the Holy Ghost. We are in a perfect place for an old-fashioned movement of the Holy Ghost of God in this day. The prophet of God said that God is not a respecter of persons, that he don't feed a group good food and give the other group bad food. But if He give one person the Holy Ghost, He'll give every believer the Holy Ghost. If He healed one time, He'll heal again. If He saved one time, He'll save again, because He's a God of His Word tonight. Amen. If we could just let our faith loose tonight. See, faith is not complicated tonight. Faith is not something that we got to work ourselves into. But the prophet said faith is simple. Amen. Faith is genuine. He said faith is a simple belief on God. He said we're here tonight by faith. Do you believe that tonight? Let me say this. You're here tonight by faith. And if we're here Saturday night, we'll be here by faith. And Sunday morning by faith. Amen. So many things of our life operate off faith. And yet the devil so confuses us that faith is so deep or it's so complicated. No, sir. Faith is simple tonight. Amen. Faith is simple tonight. Amen. The prophet said here, he said, what is your faith? He said, your faith is the act that God has did in you to make you a son of God. He said, you quit your lying. He said, you quit your stealing. You quit your drinking because your faith rises up above it. Glory. He said, if you don't do it, you don't have any faith. He said, and by faith are you saved, and that through grace. Listen at this quote he said. Is it all right to quote for a minute? He says, as much as your faith will be released, he said, that's how much power you can have. He didn't say how deep the preacher preached. Come on, church. He didn't say how loud the church shouted or how many people got prayed for. But he said, as much as you can let your faith loose is as much power as God will send down upon you. He said, that's how much power you can have because in you glory. But Terry said, because in you dwells the power to make heavens and earth. Inside of a son or daughter of God dwells the power to speak a world into existence and go live on it. Oh, church, I believe it's time for the sons and daughters of God to quit sitting defeated and to quit sitting in the back corner and begging for a piece of bread. If you're a son or daughter of God, by a representation of a seed of God inside of your soul, you possess the right tonight to receive your healing, to receive your deliverance, to receive your victory. If we can just release our faith in His presence tonight, all things are possible. He said, God dwells in you and your sons and your daughters of God. Glory. He said, I was thinking the other day on Mark chapter 11. He said, there I was thinking on that scripture, and the Lord come to me and He spoke to me. And He said, it's not if I say. He said, but if ye say, let that mountain be moved. If ye speak the word. He said, when you begin to speak the word, God stands behind the words you're speaking. I'll tell you why He stands behind the words you're speaking. Because you're speaking His word. He said, there I was. I began to pray. And that scripture come up on my mind. And He said, it just struck me that the Lord is trying to show me that the power of the spoken word has been restored back to the believers. And there the prophet of God spoke three squirrels into existence. Let me say tonight, we're not here, amen, trying to speak squirrels into existence or speak worlds into existence. But I do think it's time, if the spoken word has been restored, that we begin to speak the word and move forward. He didn't call us to speak the word and move backwards, but He, glory, hallelujah, but He called us to speak the word and to move forward in faith. Amen. He said what it is. He said, I want to speak on a different kind of faith tonight. He said, I want to speak on perfect faith. He said, it's perfect faith in this age. Come on, church. Amen. It's perfect faith. Why is it perfect faith? Because we got a perfect God. We got a perfect word. And if you got a perfect God and a perfect word, you got a perfect faith. But don't stop there. We're going in a perfect rapture. Amen. I don't believe we just need rapturing quotes. I believe we need rapturing faith. Amen. I don't believe we just need rapturing cliches. I believe we need rapturing grace. Glory. He said, what is perfect faith? He said He's been God above us. He's been God with us. But in this age, He would be God in us. He said, perfect faith is when the Holy Ghost comes down and steps inside that tabernacle. And possesses that tabernacle. He said, that's perfect faith because it's God operating inside of you. Amen. That word release means to allow or to enable something to escape from confinement. You know, there's one thing about it. The prophet of God said that in the last days, if you read the church age book, he would tell us the conditions of these last days.
He said it would be days of dry times and dry conditions. There would be a famine in the land. Amen. Because they rejected the word of the hour. Can you say amen? He said all these things would be happening. If you go back and look at Israel, how God would deal with Israel sometime. He would cut off the rain supply. He would cut off the water supply. And anybody knows that when you ain't got water, you can't live. When you ain't got water, you dry up. Amen. Let me say this. Just because Laodicea was promised dry conditions and promised a famine, we are not a part of that. We are the bride of Jesus Christ, and we are promised a bride's revival. We are promised an oasis in the desert. Oh, church, this ain't no one man move. This is a body move. He didn't say that when the preachers begin to call on God or when the deacons, he said, but when they begin to call on God, he would open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. Hallelujah. How many can say you want a revival tonight? How many can say you want a deliverance tonight? Then you've got the power and you've got the faith to bring him on the scene. He said he would allow, or he would enable us to escape from this confinement. He would set you free. Glory. He would allow something to move or to act or to flow freely. Glory. The Bible didn't say that in the last days of the feast that Jesus stood and cried, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and I will give you a drip. He didn't say he would give us a sprinkle or a bottle of water, but he said there would be gushers. There would be rivers of living water. The action, he said, or the process of releasing. Amen. Brother Bam said this. He said, action is let your faith go to work. Let your faith go to work. He said, what did God give it to you for? Amen. Let me say this. He didn't give us faith to talk about it. He didn't give us faith to brag about it. But he gave us faith to operate it. You look at the stature of the perfect man. Brother Bam would preach on that. He would say, now this morning I've not come to build another denomination. He would say, I've not come to build another organization. He said, but I've come to build the body, the tabernacle of the dwelling place. And he said, the tabernacle is going to be a living place. He said, because there's a living God that's coming down. Let me tell you something. We're not dead stones. We're lively stones. If the living God has come down and is dwelling inside of us, he has quickened us. He said this morning, I want to speak first of all on the foundation of this pyramid. And I want to call it the foundation is faith. He said, Peter speaking, he told them, I've got great and precious promises. And if you receive them through the divine nature, you can receive these things. He said, I want to tell you, before you can start building the body, you've got to have faith. Now let me say this, the message of the hour, it come as a message of restoration. It come to restore our hearts back to the faith of the apostolic fathers. The prophet of God would call it the restoration of the faith. He would preach earnestly contending for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Brother Terry, he said it's not a faith, but it's the faith. He said there's a Baptist faith, and there's a Methodist faith, and there's a Pentecostal faith. He said, but there's only one faith, and that's the faith of Jesus Christ. He said it's not a faith, but it's the faith. He said it's the living faith. It's the faith of God. He said, now the very faith, is this all right? He said, now the very faith that they had at the beginning is supposed to be yet today. My Bible doesn't say we would get weak. My Bible does not say we would get powerless. My Bible does not say we would grow cold. But the Bible says, when he returns, will he find faith? Glory. Brother Branham said this. He said, watch. He said, faith is in Hebrews 11. He said, faith is the substance of things. He said, it's not an imagination. Amen. It's time for the church of the living God to stop imagining and start believing. Well, I imagine if I was healed. I imagine if I was saved. Oh, I imagine if I got the Holy Ghost, I would do something for God. Stop imagining it and receive it. He said it's not imagination. He said it's an experience. And it comes down. And he said it's actually something that happens to you. Glory. He said faith is the super sense. He said you've got five senses. You've got see, taste, feel, smell, and hear. He said, but then God equipped you with the greatest of all five senses. And he called it the sixth sense. He said it's the super sense. It's the sense of faith. He said it knows no defeat. It's the master of all circumstances. Hallelujah. He said when a son of God or a daughter of God rises in faith, every mountain's got to go. That's a promise tonight, church. He said, listen, amen. You go back, and I just thought it was something. You go back and look at the first message we got on tape. Mercy. Go back and look. The prophet said, faith is the substance. He said, you told your boss you would see him in the morning. He said, that's faith. He said, you left home and told your wife or husband, I'll see you after church. He said, that's faith. He said, the cab driver that drove you here, you said, pick me up at 11. He said, but we might be in eternity by 11. He said, then we find out there's three great principles. He said, it's the principle of faith. It's the principle of the powers. Can you say amen? He said, the three principles we're going to talk on is the power of the devil, the power of faith, and the power of God. He said, now the church does not need more power. He said, she's got the power that she needs. He says, but what the church needs is the faith. Somebody say faith. The church needs the faith of God to come down and operate the power we've got. The prophet of God said Jesus had given them power to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cast out devils. He said just a few days before that, he said they had all the power, but they had no faith. Let me say this, friends. We've got the power of the Holy Ghost, but we've also got the faith of God. I thank God for a prophet of God who likened the power and the faith to the mechanics and the dynamics. He said the mechanics is that seed laying there. He said, but the dynamics is the Holy Ghost quickening what's laying there. Oh, I'll tell you why you're here tonight. I'll tell you why you've had family members walk off and forsake this message and you're still believing it tonight. I'll tell you why the doctor said you would never get well, but you're doing good tonight. It's because the faith of God was inside your soul and the quickening power of the Holy Ghost. It came down and it brought more than a guess. It brought more than a feeling. It brought more than a sensation, but it brought a revelation. And that faith began to raise. That faith began to build. Glory. He said, what's the matter with the Branham Tabernacle? He said, what's the matter with the church today? They've got the power. But when the faith starts moving, woo. He said, here I got a shell. It's hand loaded. He said, I know what to do. By the ballistics, like the word. He said, but I've got to fire the gun. Amen. You don't buy a gun to hang it on the wall. Well, you might. But 9 times out of 10, you buy that gun to use it. Right? The prophet of God said this. He said, the fire has got to get to the powder. And the powders, glory, got to get to the fire, he said, and then it's going to light off. Amen. And the same thing, he said, the powder's in the shell, but it needs the faith to charge it and throw it out. Well, someday I'll get on fire. Someday I'll get the Holy Ghost. Someday I'll say amen. Someday I'll pray before service. Someday I'll fast some. No, sir. The fire of God is here tonight. Hallelujah. And the powder is here. Is there anybody that says, not Saturday night, but right now, God? Right now, God, let the fire and the powder ignite and go off. He said the same thing. He said the powder's in the shell, but it needs the Holy Spirit, which we have right now, since He's come upon us with faith to ignite. You know why a lot of people don't want people catching on fire in churches? Because they might wake half the church up. You know why a lot of people don't want preachers in the pulpit no more? Because the church might get a revival. Amen. Woo. You tell me you got women bobbing their hair and men wearing shorts and all kinds of stuff, and you're going to play a tape that Brother Bram's blasting that on? Get real. Come on, somebody. No, sir. The prophet did not say that the dynamics would be when I'm laying in a graveyard, they'll play my tapes. He said, but the dynamics will be a refilling of the Holy Ghost and fire inside the believers. And they will write another book of Acts. And they will do the greater works. And they will lay hands on the sick. And they will recover. They will cast out devils. They will see the promises of this message coming to pass. That's the faith of God. Oh, sir, we need a move of God. Can you say amen? And the only way it's going to come is the way the prophet laid it out. Glory. He says the power that'll raise us up is right now in us. Now. And Brother Branham was preaching. Imagine that. He did not say the power is coming. But go back and read this quote, okay? The prophet of God is talking about the rapture and the resurrection. And he said the power that's going to rapture you and the power that's going to raise you is in you right now. It's in you right now. He said, what is it? He said, that's what the power is that God is omnipotent and the overshadowing power of the Holy Ghost coming down. That's what the power is in the church now, but it's controlled by a law. And the law is not keeping a bunch of commandments. Oh, mercy. They better hope Brother Branham don't come back and start preaching again. The law is not keeping a bunch of commandments or playing the same tape worldwide. Come on, somebody. The law, he says, is a law of faith. And he said there's a key, and it's called the key of faith. And he says, it's yours right now. He says, it's yours to possess it. Now you go back and hear Perfect Faith 1963. And Brother Bam's opening statement of that message is, apostolic times are laying at the door. Now come on, brothers. You order a scope or something for your gun, and they deliver it and lay it at the door. Or you sisters order a new dress, and FedEx or UPS leaves it at the door. Are you going to sit there and fold your arms and say, must be nice sitting out there. My, I wish I had that scope to put on my gun. I wish I had that new dress to wear. I wish I had. Come on. You're going to get up And if you've got to push a chair out of the way, if you've got to pry that door open that ain't been open in 50 years, you're going to do whatever it takes to get what's outside that door. Well, I'll just leave it laying there. Nonsense, you won't do it because it's got value to you. Come on, somebody. I'll tell you why people's forsaken the ministry is because to them the preachers have no value. Come on, church. But to a real son and daughter of God, they know what's laying at the door, and they're going to do whatever it takes to get it. If they got to pray, they're going to pray. If they've got to study, they're going to study. Whatever it takes, they're going to get it. Glory to God, hallelujah. Because it's got value to them.
I'll tell you right now, oh mercy. The people that this message has got value to, they listen to it. They pray. They read their Bible. They go to church. Church is not an option. I mean, there's some people miss 10 services and the DVD's available to them and they still don't get it.
When the house of God has value, when you love church, listen, friends, if the Holy Ghost means something to you and this message means something to you, football games and everything else take second place. Come on, somebody. High society and social clubs take second place. When you want a move of God, you're willing to do whatever it takes to get it. The prophet of God said, it's yours right now. He said, it's laying at the door, and the key of faith is in your hand. The devil is not one bit scared of a person in the spiritual rocking chair, just sitting there. The devil comes by and checks to make sure you're still in the rocking chair and goes right on by to the next place, you know. I mean, he's got them babysitting. I mean, they're all in the chair. We're not hurting nobody's feelings no more. We're not going to preach the gospel no more. We're just going to get in the rocking chair and rock. Well, when Brother Branham comes back, when some great man raises up, when they find the missing tape, but I'll tell you what causes hell to start trembling. And I'll tell you what causes demons to start running is when men and women and boys and girls begins to get a revelation of who they are inside of this word. And they begin to tell that old callous, lukewarm devil, get behind me, Satan. I'm not sitting here no longer. I'm not begging the devil tonight. I'm commanding him. You're not welcome here. Glory. Brother Abraham said, you see, it all starts by a new birth. Could that be the key? It all starts by a new birth. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Brother Branham preaches Stature Perfect Man and says that word see does not mean to look upon physically. Can I go on a bit further? He said that word see means to understand. He said you take somebody that's been a drunk their entire life, or you take somebody that's had a terrible life, and he said they get saved and get born again. Ooh, that's good. They get saved and they get born again. Brother Terry, he says they come in the house of God and they get to shouting, or they get to raising their hands, or God forbid they might start clapping their hands, or he says, and God starts moving and they start shouting. He says, the unconverted will sit there and say, I just don't see all this. Well, they don't say, I don't see the shouting and dancing. They say, I just don't see all this preaching. I just don't see how it's neat. I just don't see it. Oh, but they see it, but they don't see it. The prophet of God says it takes a revelation by God to change that nature and to convert the inside of you. And he said, then you'll see it and understand it. Oh, I tell you right now, church, the greatest thing that can happen is we get an old-fashioned birth of the Holy Ghost. Come on, church. The Holy Ghost is not just speaking in tongues. The Holy Ghost is not just shouting. The Holy Ghost is living a life by the Word every single day. Well, Brother Andrew, I don't believe I've got faith. You see, the devil's told me I ain't got faith. How's the devil told you ain't got faith? I told a church the other day, and I got bug-eyed when I said it. I said, I believe with all of my heart right now I'm preaching to people who will never lay hands on a sick person with cancer and the cancer fall off of them. They'll never cast out a demon possession. They'll never preach a sermon, but they've got mountain-moving faith inside of their lives. Come on, church. That's why the devil backs us in a corner and says we ain't got faith because we ain't moving mountains. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Just because people don't see the mountain moving doesn't mean the mountain's not moving. Hallelujah. The prophet of God said, look at John Wesley's wife. Said she was a praying woman. Said she prayed every day. I'll tell you some mountain moves when she prayed. Come on, friends. Let me tell you something. Just because you're not preaching or traveling or singing or whatever does not mean you ain't got faith. Hallelujah. He said, what's the first thing? He said, have faith. He said, you've either got doubt or you've got faith. You've got one or the other. He said, you can't have both at the same time. He said, I heard Oral Roberts preach the other day on the radio. Said he was preaching a wonderful message. Said he was preaching on the prayer of faith for deliverance. He said Oral would preach so long, he would get to a spot and he would say, now reach out and touch that radio and God's going to heal you. He said, now I'm not condemning him. He's doing a great work. He said, but the problem is that real, genuine faith don't have to touch one thing. He said, real, genuine faith, it don't have to touch one thing. He said, when faith begins to move, it believes God's word. And now when you believe the word of God and the promise of God's word, then faith has done it all. Let's go to one of Brother Branham's meetings for a minute, shall we? I'm going to call prayer card 1 through 15. Line up on the right side here. 1 through 15 lines up, and the devil comes in. You said you believed God's word. And you said you believed if this man prayed for you, you would get healed. Now, where are you sitting? On the third row, and you ain't got a prayer card. Now, what's his faith got you? And Brother Branham calls 1 through 15... and gets to 15 and says, now my son may have to take me off in a minute because I'm getting real. You, sir. Woo! I pray. Now you, ma'am. But they're not in the prayer line. But the prophet of God said, it's not touching something. It's when you release your faith and your faith contacts God. It ain't no telling what's going to happen. All things are possible to them that believe. Not touch, not feel, but believe. The prophet of God said, you ain't got to touch me, touch him. Now don't get nervous. I'm just paraphrasing here. You ain't got a prayer card, but just touch him. Well, I turned a prayer request in, and it must have stuck to the back of the last one, because Brother Louis read every single one of them, except mine. I guess I just might as well go home. With that kind of attitude, you ought to. But a real believer Glory to God. A real believer don't worry about who's preaching. A real believer don't worry about who's leading singing. A real believer don't worry about how fast these instruments are going. A real believer says, I didn't come for the preacher to call my name. I didn't call for the song leader to recognize me. I come for one purpose. That's because the Bible said, where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. And where the sons and daughters of God begin to meet in unity, it ain't no telling what can happen. We've got to have an attitude of faith. God, I believe you no matter what the circumstances are. Can I go just a bit farther? Brother Adam talked about that Roman centurion in the Bible. He said that Roman centurion's servant got sick one day, ran to find Jesus. Said he went out there and he found Jesus. And he said, would you come? Jesus, my servant lie at home sick with the palsy and grievously tormented. Would you pray for him? Jesus said, I'll come by and heal him. Don't you just love how this Bible and this message plays out perfectly together? He said, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. But if you'll speak the word, I believe. Oh, God. Brother Wes, I believe when I get back home, my servant, Brother Terry, is going to be okay. Now, I wonder how he went back home. Like this. Well, I hope it happens. And I can imagine you could have heard him a mile away on his way back to the house. Glory. He wasn't a Moss Back Message believer. Glory to God. I thank you, Father. I thank you for the word. I thank you for healing my servant. Jesus might have not come by my house, but I believe when I get there, he's going to be okay. Thank you, Lord, for increasing my faith. Woo, I feel good. And about that time, he walked in, and as expected, he was well. Jesus said, they'll come from the east and the west and sit with Abraham and with Isaac and with Jacob in the kingdom of God. He said, but there'll be some who will come and sit and they'll be cast out into gnashing and wailing and gnashing of teeth and wailing. He said, now listen, if you go back and study what he was saying, he was not saying they'll be cast out because of who they are. They'll be cast out because of their attitude. They thought because they were the Pharisees and they were the Sadducees that if anybody would see anything God do, it would be them. But Jesus just took a needle and put it right in the side of that balloon and went shh. And Jesus said there'll be poor, insignificant washwomen who will sit in the kingdom. There'll be farmers and peasants. Let me tell you something, church. I'm looking at some people tonight that the world thinks you're a bunch of nobodies. The world thinks you're crazy. But I'll tell you right now, you're the citizens of kingdoms. You're the citizens of heaven. I believe I am preaching to people tonight that will sit with Abraham. Oh, hallelujah. They'll sit with Abraham. They'll sit with Isaac and with Jacob. Because you are soldiers of faith. Great people of faith. That no matter what happened, you kept on pressing. No matter how hard it got, you kept on praying. No matter who backslid, you kept on coming. The Bible says, here it is. It's the keystone of the Bible. He said, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday. He's the same today. And he'll be the same forever. He said, here it is. An unchanging God with unchanging ways. Are you ready? What he did at the first, he will keep on doing until it's done for the last time. The Bible said, while Peter yet spake, the Holy Ghost fell upon them.
while Peter yet spake. Now, we're restored back to the faith of God. And Peter was preaching, and they were getting the Holy Ghost. The Bible doesn't say while Peter yet played Paul's tapes. But while Peter yet spake. I got one for you. I heard Brother Bram say today, he said, God still uses men. He said, God has never used machinery. He's used men. Now, I don't have a college degree, but last time I checked, a piece of machinery was a thing and a person was a man or a woman. Right? So if we're going to have the faith of God and the move of God that He said we would have, we've got to do it the way God said do it. And I'll tell you, when Peter was up there, I'm not going to be much longer, but while Peter was up there preaching his heart out and giving everything he had, then people are sitting there like this. Nah, ain't he got nothing better to say? They were like, they were on the pew. I can imagine. They was on the end of their seat. Preach it, brother. Tell about it, brother. Tell us about our future home. Tell us about those things that are to be. Tell us about God in simplicity. Tell us these things. I kind of feel like I'm back at Peter's church tonight. Tell us these things. And while Peter yet spake. It don't say Peter closed the service and they had an altar call. But while Peter was preaching the gospel. Glory. I'll tell you what began to happen. Then people's faith began to start being released. Oh, they might have come to church so down and out and said, I don't know if I'm going to get anything out of this service or not, Brother Terry, but I'm going to go and try my best. And they might have been sitting there and that preacher preaching and wearing himself out and giving it all he had. And that devil saying, it ain't for you. You can't possess these things. You're too young. You're too old. No, but Darrell Ward says you're just too cold. You can't possess these things. But while the preacher, the Bible says faith cometh by hearing. I'm getting ready to close, but stay with me. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And Peter wasn't preaching his idea. He was preaching God's word. And while Peter was preaching that word, I can imagine somebody said, you know what? This lying, sorry rascal, the devil, ain't stealing this service from me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody's been listening to some tapes. Somebody's been reading their Bible. There's somebody no doubt with depression. And they said, you know what? This devil ain't depressing me any longer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And Peter just kept preaching. And all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost began to fall. And Peter said, what are you so worried about? It's what the Bible said would happen. I want to tell every liar that's left this message. I want to tell every hypocrite that's called Brother Branham a liar. I want to tell every reprobate that's called this prophet a false prophet. Don't worry about us when the Holy Ghost starts falling. These things were promised to us. We're not make-believers. We're not unbelievers. We're seed of Abraham. Hallelujah. And God said we could have a revival, and we're going to have it. God said the sick would be healed, and they're going to be healed. Whatever God said is going to happen, it's going to happen.
The devil can't stop it. Churches can't stop it. Men can't stop it. Hallelujah. When faith begins to release. Nothing can stop this message. Sister, nothing can stop your faith. Brother, nothing can stop your faith. The prophet of God said, the faith of the apostles was Jesus. And you know what he said? Brother Terry, he said to stop those apostles, you had to stop Jesus. You're being proud. You're being boastful. No, I'm being predestinated seed. Because the same prophet said what was inside of Jesus is inside the bride. What he is, she will be. What he spoke, she will say, and God will stand behind it. St. Luke 13:10, our text, and I'll be out here. He says this. You go back and study this. I feel this today, and thank you, Lord. That's good. The Bible says this woman had battled this issue for 18 years. She didn't wake up one morning and say, you know what, I'm sick, and it be gone tomorrow. But for 18 years, Brother Donnie, day in, day out, she battled this thing. You go back and study some of the commentaries and histories on this, and it'll tell you this woman was crippled and was bowed up within herself. And I read something today that I repented when I read it. And behold, there was a woman in the synagogue who, as infirm as she is, hereafter described, got out to the place of worship. For 18 years, bowed up within herself, could hardly walk. Well, Lord, you've already led me here, so I'm going to have to say it. Oh, mercy. When we've got people in this message that's 65 and 75 and 85 and 90 years old that's still serving God with everything within them. It might get quiet, but that's quite all right because I'll keep on preaching. And they still make their way to the house of God every single time the doors are open. And we've got a generation of streamers and tape players that's well-bodied that can't get to the house of God. We got a problem, church. Come on, somebody. Listen, friends. When we see the soldiers of this message packing this message with everything within them, young people, it ought to rise something up inside of us that says, I'm going to do everything I can to help carry this message to the coming of the Lord. Can you imagine? Here she come, Brother Donnie. Ever service. Amen. How you doing, sister? I'm going to be well. God's going to heal me. You feel any better today? Worse than I did last service, but I'm here. I found out in just a few years of preaching a couple things that kills message meetings is start preaching on TVs and streaming. Woo, you'll kill the meeting dead. It's 4 o'clock. Start preaching on bobbed hair and shorts coming back in the, I got to go. Amen. Now catch this. She's sitting there in church. And they walk by her and say, Sis, we would have come to you. No, as much as my Jesus has done for me, if there's any way I can be there, I'm going to be there. Let me tell you something. I'm not in one bit saying there's people around this message don't need streaming. Thank God for it. Do they not?
Thank God that people can hear it at home. But when we got well-abled young people, I think it's time I go back to West Virginia. When we've got laziness creeping right in our midst, we can't ask God for a move of God until we're willing to move for Him. Now catch this. This service, he says this, catch this, this commentator says this, and which may be a rebuke to such. Now you think Brother Donnie preaches hard. You should have been sitting in this commentator service. Who upon every trifling excuse and indisposition missed the attendance and excused himself in the house of God. This woman pressed right over it. Oh, God help us. Now, she walks in just a few minutes and I'll be done. She walks in and the Bible says that Jesus is teaching. Now, she gets there. She walks in, Brother West, bowed within herself and crippled. And no doubt I can see her slip in and sit down maybe near the back or somewhere and just take her seat and begin to read her Bible and pray, you know, and get in the atmosphere for the service. And people walk by and say, there she is. God, I'd love to see her healed. She'd say, God bless you. Keep reading. Let me tell you something. This service was a different service. And it come time for Jesus to preach. I've said enough about that. It come time for Jesus to stand up and begin to teach the word. And here she's sitting there, and I can imagine Jesus is up there just teaching and speaking things and talking and just sharing the word with them. The Bible doesn't say the music was going 100 miles an hour. The Bible don't say the altar was open. But the Bible said while Jesus was yet speaking. Could it be? Could it be that she just released her faith? And maybe he was up there preaching. Glory. And he just begins to speak about God as a healer. When you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And begins to share these things. And all of a sudden, she begins to sit up. And all of a sudden, sitting in that pew right there, she just don't jump up and have to make a big show, but she just stands up and raises her hand and says, that's me. He's talking about me. And the Bible said, oh mercy. You say, Brother Andrew, you got a quote on that. The prophet of God said this. He said, you watch when he's not recognized. His power is always not revealed when he's not recognized. No matter how much God is standing present, you've got to believe it. He said that little woman had the issue of blood. All those others she had heard about him said, when she come down there, regardless of what anybody said, she recognized who he was. The rest of them might have been sitting there looking at him thinking, who in the world is he? But that little insignificant woman recognized who she was and recognized who he was. And it was like the cage just flung open. And that 18 years of faith that had been building up, oh God, it just exploded because there was the mechanics and there was the dynamics. And the mechanics and the dynamics met and something happened. And Brother Bram said, that's what genuine faith in God. It becomes a positive thing to her. What did it release? Are you ready? Oh God. What did that positive thing to her, that genuine faith, what did it release? Brother Terry, he said, it released his power to heal her. That'll hit you about 12 o'clock tomorrow at work and you'll scare everybody to death. Her faith released. Could it be that the Word saw the Word? And when two omnipotents meet, oh God.
Something's got to shake. Something's got to happen. Well, listen, Happy Valley, we're not in the temple, the synagogue tonight, but we are in the presence. We are in the presence of the Almighty. Is there any little women here of faith? Is there any men here of faith that says, God, I need a touch? I'll tell you what happens. Release yourself. Just release yourself. Say, God, heal me. God, save me. God, give me the Holy Ghost. As simple as releasing your faith in His presence. Oh, God, the prophet said, if we could only do that tonight, people. If we could only do that tonight, as the musicians come. If we could only realize that He, somebody say He, is appearing to us in these meetings. Amen. For one purpose. God help us. For one purpose. That is to release our desires that we have in Him to us. Amen. I'm about to catch a second wind. He's appearing in these meetings right here. Let me tell you something, church. Let them say what they want to about churches. Let them say what they want to about pastors. Let them say what they want to about the ministry. But I'll tell you right now why this church is blessed. I'll tell you why any church that follows this message is blessed. It's because where God is, the Spirit is there. And when God comes down, He's coming down for one purpose. That's not to make us feel good. That's not to make us shout. That's not to make us get deeper and more intellectual and more stuck up. But that's for Him to come down and for us to recognize not who some preacher is or some personality is, but for us to recognize who He is. Can I tell you something? Every time you come to church, you're coming by a divine appointment with the Master. He's coming for one purpose. That's to step from the pages of this book and say, here I am. Here I am. No, no, you ain't got to follow some personality. Follow me. Here I am. No, no, you ain't got to flock and move to some city. No, here I am. It's me, I'm the Word, I'm here for you. What do you want me to do for you? That's when we ought to raise our hands and say, God, I might have been bound this a long time, but tonight, God, I'm releasing my faith. God, I want the windows of heaven to rain on me. God, I want a blessing to pour out upon me. God, I need you right now, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, as the believers begin to call upon you, Father. Lord, we've not come to see a man or to hear a man, Lord, but your prophet said we've come to these meetings for one purpose, Lord, and that's to see you, God, and that's for you to come down and for you to reveal your desires and for us to release ours to you, Lord. And Lord, I believe right now as the saints of God will begin to call upon you, Lord, I believe faith is releasing right now across the building, Lord. I believe sicknesses right now can be healed by your word, Father. I believe the Holy Ghost right now can be received in people's lives, Lord, right now, God. I believe the dynamics can be moved upon right now, Lord. Oh, Father, forgive us of our sins and our failures, Lord. Forgive us of our shortcomings, dear God. Lord, we're crying out upon you tonight, Lord. Help us, God. Help us not to just talk about our faith. Help us not just hear about faith, Lord, but help us begin to release our faith, Lord. Help us begin to move in that presence of the Almighty. El Shaddai, as He comes down to bless us, as He comes down to reveal Himself to us, help us tonight, dear God. Oh, minister to the needs of your people's hearts tonight, Lord. Father, I pray that if there be a woman here, Lord, may we all be like that woman in the Bible tonight, dear God, who over every circumstance, every excuse, Lord, when she was able, she made it every time she could, God. Oh, forgive us, Lord, for getting sorrowful, Lord. Forgive us for getting slack, dear God. Help us, Lord, to push over, Lord. I know there's times that we have to miss so we can't help it, but oh, God, help us when we every time we can be there, Lord, that we find our place in the temple, Lord. We find our place right there for you to step out of the book. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. And you to begin to reveal yourself. Help us, dear God, I pray.
Oh, help us tonight, Lord. Brother Harry, won't you just sing something for us as we worship Him right now? Friends, won't we stand our feet together right now? If you need prayer, not come, we'll pray for you. But I believe right now, if we can just release our faith in His presence, not our faith in a man, but our faith in God. Say, God, move for me, Lord. God, I need you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we love you tonight, Lord. We worship you, dear God. Oh, Lord Jesus. Right now, God, may simple faith begin to raise in the building right now, Lord. Lord, as your prophet said, there's been many a great person walk across the pulpit and never received one thing. But he said, I've seen many sinners and prostitutes and drunkards walk right by the pulpit and receive their healing because they come believe in you, Lord. Oh, Father, help us not, dear God, to believe you, Lord. Help us to not look at our circumstances, Lord, our situations, Father. Help us to look at faith in your word. Oh, worship him tonight, friends. Yes, Lord Jesus, we believe you tonight, Father. Oh, ask him tonight, friends. Whatever you have need of, he's here. Ask him right now. Ask him for the Holy Ghost. Ask him for your deliverance right now. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, let's sing it. Jesus is here. Oh, yes, Lord. I believe he's here right now, friends. Oh, minister to us, Lord. Speak to our lives tonight, God. Speak to our hearts by your word tonight, Father. Change us, dear God, in your presence, Lord.
All things are possible.
Hallelujah. Release my faith right now, Lord, to believe on you, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. We worship you, dear God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Jesus is here. Now all things are possible.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. Let's just worship him tonight.
You are worthy of all praise.
Jesus. Thank you, God.
You are God alone.
still God. Amen. Did you enjoy the word tonight? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We got a baptism. If they'll come prepare for that right now, let's sing that song together again, Harry. Oh my, just let your faith be released. We complicate it so much, friends. We try to make it so difficult to make it so hard. We just wind ourselves right away from the very, very thing. You've heard me say it many times. I'm going to continue to say it until I'm too old to preach. If I would have lived in the days of the Bible, in the days of the Lord Jesus, I would have wanted to been one of those people who had the ability to stop Jesus in his tracks. And many of those people that you find that did that, they were not the great theologians, they were not the deepest people in the assembly, they were people that believed God. You may sit here tonight and think, well, I don't know Greek words and Aramaic words, and I don't know this and that and the other, but can you stop Jesus when you have needs? That's the kind of people who made history in the Bible. Amen. Let's sing it together while they prepare for the baptism. Let's just worship the Lord a little, can we? Oh my, he's been so good to us
tonight. You're the only God whose power that none can contain.
None can contain.
You're the only God whose name and
yes, Lord.
Is never end. You're the only God who's worthy of everything we can give. You are God, and
that's just the way it is.
Time began, you were on your throne, you are God alone. Right now, in the good times and bad,
yes, Lord.
You are on your throne, you are God alone. You're unchangeable, you're unshakable.
Not stoppable either.
Amen.
We're unstoppable. The devil can't stop you. There's absolutely nothing in this world, if you're full of the Holy Ghost, that God ever allows to come before you that you cannot overcome. I was thinking about it today. My, what a people that we are in this day. Not just to be, but what we are. A people that Satan cannot stop us.
Glory.
We cannot be defeated. We cannot be defeated. There's nothing that will ever be brought before the Holy Ghost-filled church of the living God that they cannot overcome.
Glory. Glory.
Praise be to God. Praise the Lord.
Be careful, lift her up. Can I lift you up, sister, and see you for a second?
Saints, this is little Olivia Carter, Brother Matthew and Sister Grace's little girl. I can stand as a witness tonight. I've been a substitute teacher a few times down in her Sunday school class. This child is being raised in a home where the Word is preeminent. And this little child here might fool you, but she's got a heart full of the Lord. And I'm going to tell you right now, she was waiting with bated breath to answer questions. She couldn't wait to get involved in the classes. She's a manifestation of the Word in this hour, of the promise of God. Her parents are raising her up in a home that loves the Lord. And now the promise is coming. She's professed the Lord Jesus as her Savior. And she's accepted Him as her Lord. And now she's come to take His name in baptism. Sister Olivia, based upon the profession of your faith and what you told me you believe, I now baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Her parents are now receiving the first installment of God's promise.
All right.
Because they were faithful to teach this young sister God's Word.
Amen.
And teach it well. I must say, sis, teach it well. And now we're going to pray together. And we're going to ask that the Lord keep the second part of that promise.
Yes, Lord.
Lord Jesus, as we bow our heads, Lord, in humble reverence to You, our King, Lord, we ask You to now fulfill the promise of Your Word as we believe, as we lay our faith in Your hands, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Your Word says that You will fill her with the Holy Ghost, Lord, if she comes and receives Your name in baptism and believes and repents of her sin. And so, Lord, now we ask as we lay hands on her and we all as a body believe together for our little sister to receive this promise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you, little sister.
God bless you, Lord. Let's sing this as we prepare to go. Well, I'm so glad I've crossed over the line. I'm so glad I've crossed over the line. The line that separates the darkness from the night. I'm so glad I've crossed over in time. Sing it again now. I'm so glad I've crossed over. Oh, I'm so glad I'm crossed over. The line that separates darkness from the light. I'm so glad I crossed over in time. Once again. Oh, I'm so glad I crossed over the line. I'm so glad I crossed over the line. The line. Darkness from the light. I'm so glad I crossed over in time. Oh, I'm so glad I crossed over the line. Oh, I'm so glad I crossed over the line. The line that separates the darkness from the light. I'm so glad I crossed over in time. Heavenly Father, we have been so blessed to be able to come to the house of God once again, Lord. Thank You, Lord Jesus, that we could assemble ourselves and sing and worship and pray, hear the preaching of your word. Lord, and let that word spark faith in our hearts. We thank you, Lord Jesus. You see the many needs that were here tonight and those that were streaming this service. We're just believing you. There's going to be some positive, wonderful testimonies of what you have done in our hearts by us being able to release what you've given to us. Thank you, Lord. I thought it was so amazing, that very quote that Brother Andrew read here tonight. I was reading it last night, that faith being the act of God in us that makes us a son or daughter of God. What a powerful statement. Make it real to us, I pray. Go with us now, Lord. You see many that's sick and afflicted, and many things are going around. But we know that you're God, even in flu season. You're God when colds and whatever more here. So be with your people. Father, we also want to remember the Spencer family. Lord Jesus, Sister Spencer's funeral being on Friday, and Brother Ron going to speak at it. We're just asking for your grace and help to this family during this time, Lord. We know, Lord, it's a great, great time for her, a great graduation, as it were, moving beyond the curtain of time. But for those of us that are left behind, it makes our hearts heavy and longing for that one. So may you be with the family and the friends, Lord, and comfort them, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, saints. You love him with all your hearts. Said the Lord, so wonderful to us. God bless you. We'll be here again this weekend. Let's expect the Lord to move. I know they're thinking, they're saying maybe we're going to have some snow or whatever more, but we just play it by ear and see what happens. But we just try to be here and see what the Lord will do. If we get to have church, I kind of think it's going to be some wonderful things.
Amen.
So, Brother Warren, I guess starting the second treatment tomorrow. So we want to remember, maybe. Want to remember our brother, that the Lord will just be with them during this time. And God's a healer.
Amen.
God's a healer. So we want to remember him and remember the family as well. God bless you. All minds clear. Amen. You love the Lord with all your heart. Amen. Glad to be saved. God bless you. Let's sing it together as we go. Once again, we appreciate Brother Andrew coming by. Amen. Getting with us. We're just kind of praying the Lord to put it back on his heart, and he'll move back down here where he started out anyway, you know. He don't make a good hillbilly. He's a flatlander. I mean, he spent most of his life over in Kingsport. I mean, my goodness, he don't need to be up there in the mountains all snowed in the wintertime. No. We certainly appreciate our brother and love him with all of our heart. Amen. Thank you, Brother Andrew, for coming, buddy. We love you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Let's go in the fear of God. Sing it as we go.
Well, I'm so glad I crossed over the line. I'm so glad I crossed over the line. The line that separates the darkness from the light. I'm so glad I crossed over in time. I was traveling along the back roads, headed in the wrong direction. Satan was sure had my soul lost and bound. Through God's love and mercy, his grace turned me around. And I'm glad I crossed over in time. Oh, I'm so glad I crossed over the line. I'm so glad I crossed over the line. The line that separates the darkness from the light. I'm so glad I crossed over in time. Well, I'm so glad I crossed over the line. I'm so glad I crossed over the line. The line that separates the darkness from the light. I'm so glad I crossed over in time.